دكتور سيري كتيرين اوفيس نوت اون بيشنت نيلسون لوبيز ال او بي اي في نيلسون ان اي ال اس او ان ديت اوف بيرث از 2/27/1977 ديت اوف سيرفيس is 5/23/2025 per paragraph. The patient is 48 year old and presenting to my office for opinion on his kidney dysfunction per paragraph. His past medical history includes history of HIV diagnosed in 2004, has been on antiretroviral medication since then. Next history of chronic hepatitis D. Next history of chronic kidney disease stage 4. It had been worsening over the last few months. Since the heat, they switched his medications. Next, hypertension, maintained on carbidural and controlled per paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, he's allergic to amitriptyline, causes tachycardia. Social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol. He does use marijuana daily, no drug use otherwise. He's unemployed and on disability per paragraph. Family history, father with hypertension, mother is healthy. Review system reveals headache positive and daily, shortness of breath positive, no chest pain. He did have nausea and vomiting last month a lot. Currently, he has nausea without any vomiting. He does have abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation, except occasionally. No urinary symptomatology and no leg swelling while the system's reviews are negative. Immunization, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy per paragraph. Current medication include carvedilol, Juluca, combination of dolutegravir and rilpivirine. Also, he's taking entecavir and gabapentin per paragraph. On physical examinations, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT pupils generally active to light and accumulation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular distension bilaterally, once oral mucosa, no pharyngeal cavity, manoid pupillary nagus, supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds or regulated and rhythm, no less than S2, no members of the friction prolonged, clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance of the abdomen self, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema of the lower extremity skin. No skin rash, not in neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. A renal ultrasound shows right kidney 9.9 centimeter, left kidney 10.4 centimeter. And the right parenchyma thickness is 11 millimeter, left is 12 millimeter. There is heterogeneous increased echogenicity bilaterally. There's no significant post-void residual and there's no stones seen, period. His labs, glucose 113, BUN 27, creatine 3.33 with a estimated GFR 22 milliliter per minute. His potassium is 4, the albumin is 4. His AST is 183, ALT is 313, his white count 6.5, hemoglobin 16.3, platelet count of 153, period paragraph. Abdominal ultrasound shows possible fatty liver but no lesions in his liver, period paragraph. Assessment of plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 4 with worsening kidney function after he switched to the new medications for antiretroviral, namely the Juluca. It may be contributing to his decline of kidney function. It may need to substitute to a different antiretroviral. I would leave that decision to his infectious disease doctor. Next, chronic hepatitis B, also with elevated liver enzymes, needs to be addressed as well. Next, chronic HIV, continue treatment as per ID service. Next, hypertension, control on carbidural to continue, period paragraph. We are going to do a minimal workup to work up his chronic kidney disease. He does have multiple risk factors, including HIV, chronic Hep B, and hypertension. We're going to do minimal workup and would recommend that he takes a non-nephrotoxic medications as possible, period paragraph. I'll see patient back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup and to follow up and the report. Thanks.